now that we're out of bed, we should certainly say good morning to everyone. Good morning, merry sunshine. What makes you wake so soon?
BC Podcast.
Hello again and welcome to PCP, PCP 390, 390 shows, my god, I would have got 10 more to go and I've done 400, amazing stuff. That was a fantastic band from a very old album actually, I think it was a 2006 album called Deathbirds. That particular track was called Dragonfly Machines, brackets, Spybirds, and the name of the band? House of Badger. Yeah, where do I get them from? I've no idea. Well, I got that from my I had a poem on it, to be precise, but that's a rather unusual track, and you know why I liked it, don't you? A bit of vibraphone in there, you know why I liked it. The band is originally from Portland and Oregon. I had a little look, see if they've got anything new, and they haven't, so they may not even be together anymore, but I was having a good ferret through. I ordered a prawn the other day, and it's interesting. I was doing something that I'd heard Vince. Vince was on the Solipsistic Nation podcast the other day, and he was saying one of the things he does. Vince, of course, is from Secret Archives of the Vatican. When he selects music for his podcast, is he goes into a particular website like SoundCloud or wherever, and just puts in a title, a name, and then a word, and then comes up with something, and then see if they all hang together. So I did that, and that's what I came up with: House of Badger. Rather good. I'm more tempted to think Badger, Badger, Badger. If you know what that means, then go check it up on the web on the internet. I'm sure some of you will have heard that before. Yes, let's move on, shall we? Another album has just come out this week from London-based BDR Dancefloor, Broken Drum Records Dancefloor. It is a Moonbutton mix, a Moonbutton album. It's a best of. It's put together by Ginger Shinobi, the Ginger Ninja, of course. The album is called Moomba Deep Volume 1, and I gather there will be Volumes 2 and possibly 3 as well. This is track 1 of Volume 1, Roboton by Smash and Grab. Some deep Moomba there. Roboton is the title of that particular track by Smash and Grab. You can find more about them and that particular album at soundcloud.com/BDRDanceFloor or BDRDanceFloor. Probably the best place to go, actually, SoundCloud. That's where Mr. Mr. Ninja is putting his stuff. There is a BDO dance floor site, but it seems to have sort of faded. I'm not quite sure what they're up to. But it doesn't matter. It's still good stuff. Did you enjoy that? I quite enjoyed that. I think some of the Moomba can be a bit sparse. That was fairly sparse, but it was quite enjoyable, and I quite enjoyed it. So check that one out. And of course, we had Mr. Millet's Souk Dragon last week with their offering as well. So Moomba is obviously, you know, where they're going to, what they're doing, and therefore I'll probably be dragged along kicking and screaming, I suspect. Good stuff. Let's go back into the annals of history. Well, not quite the annals of history. It's a new album. A new album is coming out by Revenant in the Makers. I think it's called Deluxe. I didn't think they were going to do a third album, actually. I really didn't. I thought the Revenant and the Makers were over, but they are still around, and they have a slightly different sound. This is Bassline. All the Monday spend craving for Friday's highs. All the people want is but for Bassline.
In the short, sweet time till the moment it drops. Caution to the wind, inhibitions are lost. In the short, sweet time till the moment it drops. Caution to the wind, inhibitions are lost. In the short, sweet time till the moment it drops. Caution to the wind, inhibitions are lost. In the short, sweet time till the moment it drops. To the baseline.
Dancy, and it might be bassline, and it might be sort of slightly different, but it is definitely still John McClure and Revenant and the Makers, isn't it? Good stuff. I enjoyed that. They're going to be playing again. I think they're playing in Brighton, but not until October. It's a long time to wait, but very tempted. Very, very good band, and really enjoy what they do. You can find out more about them, of course, at iamreverend.com from Sheffield in England. If you didn't know that, I mean, where have you been for the last 6 years? Wonderful, wonderful. Right, this is Tracy Thornton, who turns out to be a guy, not a girl, and something completely different. that didn't put you in a good mood, I don't know what would. That was Steel Pan Beach Party by Tracy Thornton. Find out more about him and his ensemble at tracythornton.com. He's from High Point, North Carolina in the US. Wonderful stuff. We've got quite a few American tracks this week, and I really, really enjoyed that one. I hope you did. I love a bit of steel drum. I must admit, I was at a wedding a few years ago. Actually, he was in our next door's garden. We all sort of were invited, and it was a real mixture of fantastic music taking place. There was some flamenco dancing later in the evening, and at the very end there was jazz. But as we were sort of gathering after we'd been to the service and seen the marriage take place, there was some dancing and some steel party by the pool. It was lovely. It was absolutely gorgeous. Really, really nice indeed. So always have a happy memory of that, and that took me straight back there. Now, let's have a band from New York. I've got a couple of them. I've got three of them in this week's show. They're from Brooklyn. Where else? They're called Shenandoah on the Night, and this is a track called So Low, So High. Band worth seeing live, I would have thought. Shenandoah on the Night. You can find them at the website called shenandoahonthenight.com. From Brooklyn in the US. Fantastic. That track was called So Low, So High. And I really enjoyed that. So playing it for you. As usual, that's all we ever do. That's all I ever do. Find stuff I like and play it for you. It's a great job. I love it. I love it. I'm getting more and more emails from various different people saying thank you for playing the stuff I do. Well, it's a joy. It's a pleasure. I just hope I've got the time to keep doing it for you. Occasionally I might have a week off when I'm a bit tired or I've got too much on, but it's good stuff. And if you want something done, ask a busy person. That's what they say. That's what they say. Right, let's move on to a new label I'd not heard of until recently. They're called Full Fridge at fullfridgemusic.com. This is not something I have heard of before, but not on this particular label. He's called Dog Boy. This is the M3T4,111 remix of a track called Aleph. Yes, let's just listen to it, shall we? We'll be right back. like the sound of that. Very good indeed. That was Aleph, A-L-E-P-H, a strange remix by Dog Boy. You can find out more about Dog Boy and all of the other artists that are on for Full Fridge at fullfridgemusic.com. Very good. I've got a few of their albums, downloaded quite a few. As I said, I hadn't heard of the album, the label until recently, so I downloaded a few of them, and I'll be bringing a few more to your ears as time goes on. Excellent. Excellent. Speaking of ears and my eyes, I've been actually reading a bit recently, and I've been going through various different books, but the one I'm reading at the moment is called Weird, The Life and Times of a Pocket God. It is, in fact, as I mentioned, I think a couple of weeks ago, the autobiography of Mark Christopher Lee, the lead singer enfant terrible. What would I call him? He's the leader of the Pocket Gods. Fantastic, a weird band. Reading it and thinking, I wasn't sure what to make of it when I first picked it up. I thought, I'm gonna see what this is like. I'm having a great laugh. Actually, it's great fun. I mean, it's slightly tinged with sadness, but it's slightly weird. And it's almost totally good fun to read. Well done, Mark, for putting that together. I've not got very far yet, but I've enjoyed every moment of it. And then once I've finished and I've got a good handle on what it means to be a pocket god, I shall get Mr. Lee on the show, and we'll have a conversation about it, and you two can join in. Interesting, very very weird. Or as he puts on after he describes a weird situation. ... Weird shit. Some weird shit indeed. This isn't quite so weird shit, but it is a bit weird. It's Banana Wine by Mo Colours. That's Colours, K-O-L-O-U-R-S. Got this from One Handed Music, which is based in the UK, onehandedmusic.com. Mo Colours was originally from Mauritius, now living in London. Check it out, Banana Wine.
It makes me feel all rowdy. I'm getting all nice and loudy. I'm feeling fine. I got banana wine. Drinking drink more banana. Banana wine. I miss, I'm feeling fine. Banana wine. Banana wine. It's sweet, I'm feeling fine. I drink banana wine. Oh, banana wine. I drink banana wine. I used to feeling fine. Banana wine. I say I'm feeling fine. I say banana wine. Banana wine. Banana wine, I drink banana wine. Banana wine, yes, me too feeling fine. I drink banana wine, me feeling fine. Me drink banana wine. Me drink it up. Okay, we talk. I say banana wine. Make sure you don't freak me ness. Cause you gonna have some kids. Banana wine.
I say banana wine. We're feeling fine.
And drinking banana wine. Banana wine. I say me feeling fine.
Banana wine. Banana wine.
I like that. That was Mo Colours, M-O Colours, K-O-L-O-U-R-S. and a track of Banana Wine. Wouldn't mind tasting some banana wine, actually. Well, I wonder what it's like. Imagine it's quite pleasant. Good track, though. Good track indeed. Very much of an African vibe going on there, and very good it was, too. Right, it was the 29th of February, wasn't it? A couple of days ago, and that means it was a leap year, and you get some occasionally strange things happening over leap years. I didn't expect this. Dubmatics released his entire collection, all of his albums, to a select few people, just in case you haven't got them all. I think I have got most of them, but not all. Huge great letdown load. So big thanks to Jesse. I mean, he's a great bloke. I mean, you know he's a great bloke because I keep playing him his fantastic music on the show here. But to give us the entire collection to a select few was great. So big thanks to him indeed. And here's a chance for me to play something I probably wouldn't have normally sort of felt I had the chance to play. The Easy Star All Stars have been making. What do you call? I wouldn't call them remix albums. They're sort of reinterpretation albums of various different people for many years, and their most famous one, and the one they started off with, was called Dub Side of the Moon, which is their reggae version of Dark Side of the Moon. What a surprise! And then it was done again with a remix of that, even more dubby, called Dubber Side of the Moon. And Dubmatics got involved, and so this is it. This is my chance to play something originally by Pink Floyd. This is Breathe, the first track off the Dark Side of the Moon album, or the Dubber Side of the Moon album, by the Easy Star All Stars. Fantastic track with a hell of a bass line. That bass line had me bouncing. Oh yes, I really, really enjoyed that particular track. Breathe, the Dubmatics remix of the Easy Star All Stars. Find them at easystar.com. They're based in New York as well, and of course Dubmatics Ontario and Canada. I just love it. I'm going to find some more tracks of Dubmatics is that I can get out and fit into various different shows. I may even do a whole Dub Zone based on Dubmatics. He's got so much good stuff out there. Love him to pieces. I can't say any more than that, really, can I? Let's have a track that's completely different again. This is a band by the name of Viva L'American Death Ray Music. Yes, that is the name of the band. And the track is called Certain. We'll be right back. New York Sunset at Los Campesinos, perhaps. We recorded pretty much the same time as because Los Campesinos was starting up on their music. That goes back to 2006, that particular track. It's called Certain, and it was by Viva la American Death Ray Music. And you can find them at a website called, let me find it, newyorknighttrain.com/recordings/vivabio.html. I got that from my Auto promo on it as well. Another one of those ones I've just been just put in a word. I think the word I put in was drum, and I came up with that, but I did keep changing the word every so often to find some different stuff. Good. Last track time, people. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the 10 tracks, as usual. This is from another label who I haven't played anybody for. They're called the Melodica Net Label. You can find out more about them at melodica-netlabel.com. This is by Francesco Bercini. He's from Arezzo in Italy. And the track is called Rain On Me, the original mix. This has been Pete Kogel, your original artist, in his original style, playing some, what I think, are quite original pieces of music. Hope you've enjoyed it. In the meantime, thanks for listening, folks. See ya.